previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
South Africa is delivering no less than three major business-related international headlines this morning. First, Elon Musk is threatening to abandon his $44 billion bid for Twitter. Musk, South African-born and the world's richest man, says Twitter is in material breach of the deal because it has failed to provide details of fake accounts. Twitter has said consistently that fake accounts make up no more than 5% of its user base. Musk says he suspects the figure to be much higher, and the 5% number is one used by many large internet players without a shred of evidence to back the claim up. However, Musk's detractors have said from the moment the deal was announced, he wasn't serious and would look for a way out. Whoever does break the deal will find themselves liable for $1 billion. Second story, the arrest in the UAE of two of the notorious Gupta brothers wanted here for their role in state capture. Atul and Rajesh Gupta face charges of fraud and money laundering. London's Financial Times quotes South Africa's Ministry of Justice as saying discussions between various law enforcement agencies on the way forward are ongoing. And third is the bizarre Afrikaans language test being demanded by low-cost airline Ryanair before allowing South African passport holders to board their planes. Says the BBC, many black South Africans associate Afrikaans with minority rule, also known, of course, as apartheid. Ryanair has defended the test, itself riddled with spelling errors and inaccuracies, saying it weeds out those travelling on fraudulent South African passports. On the markets, the Rand continues to gain ground following the decision by China to start lifting COVID lockdowns in major cities like Shanghai and Beijing. With the US dollar unchanged at 107 to the euro, the Rand's 15.49 this morning to the greenback, went even higher, 15.45 in late trade yesterday. With 16.55 to the euro, 19.38 to sterling. These are the Rand's best levels in 6 weeks. On the equities side of things, the JSE closed last evening with the all-share index up 0.25%, the top 40 up 1/3. London's FTSE up 1%, while Wall Street saw the Dow end just above flat, the S&P 500 up 0.33%, the Nasdaq up not quite 0.5%. Tokyo this morning up 0.6%, Hong Kong up 0.1%, Sydney down nearly a full 1%. Gold at 1841, platinum 1014, Bitcoin down over 5%, 29,567, Brent crude oil unchanged, just over $120 per barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.